As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, if you will, December the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Got lots of news, hard facts, and certainly there are solutions in all of this. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. As always, a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. The call-in numbers, contact information, and so much more is available on our website, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, today, the Nopenhagen. And Nopenhagen is the big deal. An anti-climatic summit tops the news today. You'll see a lot of ink being shed on that. I've printed out considerable number of articles. We won't cover them all, but we'll cover some of them. Part 6 today, Zionism, mandates, capacity building, forced labor, all of that. Very interesting side angle to this discussion. We'll go into there. Of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go into the market report for Monday, Moon Day, December the 21st, 2009, as we move into the holiday week here. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $5 at $1,117.40 an ounce. Silver was up a dime at $17.37 an ounce. Platinum up $2 at $1,431 an ounce. Palladium up $5 at $368 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, $1,110.20 for a low, $1,118.60 for a high. So you can see that at $1,117.40, your gold is up $279.10 year to year for a 33.31% return on your investment in that precious metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the gentlemen over in London, the boys in London ran up their little flags, rang their bells, and set the price at $1,113.25. You can see we're running $4 and change above that already. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 21 at 10,329. The NASDAQ was up 32, 2,212. And the S&P up 6 at 1,103. The crude oil this morning, early morning trading, we find crude moving up just a little bit, moves up 7 cents a barrel at $73.43 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. Delivered in Oklahoma, the U.S. dollar index declines by 12 basis points, trades at 77.65. Much more to come. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned. Welcome back to our Monday, December the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and solutions, obviously. Let's go back in and finish out that market report for Monday, December the 21st, 2009. Again, we find gold trading up $5 at $1,117.40 an ounce. Silver up 10 cents at $17.37. Drop down and look at the USDX here. It's moving down 12 basis points. It's still very high. You know, as Robert Chapman suggested, that it would be at 71.18 on the October the 1st. Well, we are 6 points above that, largely 600 points above that, really. Anyway, at 77.65, it's pulling things up a little bit. The Canadian dollar this morning up 98 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, for all of the fluctuations in the foreign exchange market, the Mexican peso seems to be very resilient. It just stays right in there. It moves up 54 basis points this morning, still trades at 8 cents U.S. You can trade them in 12.7859 pesos for dollars. Euro this morning moves up 17 basis points, trades at $1.44. It's down 6 cents. over the last week and a half, something like that. It was at $1.50 about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. The British pound moves down 31 basis points, trades at $1.61 U.S., and the Swiss franc down 4 cents from its parity mark that hit about 2 weeks ago, but it's moving back up a little bit, 0.22% in early trading. It trades out at 96 cents U.S. In the bond market, the two-year bond is yielding 0.82%, the 10-year bond at 3.60, and the 30-year bonds are running at 4.50%. I'll get my tongue straightened out on all these numbers. Anyway, that's the bonds for this morning. The mortgage market moving down a little bit in the 15-year mortgage from 4.56 a month ago. The mortgage rate now is 4.50% for a 15-year mortgage. And as I like to say, you can also add on points and origination fees and other charges to that. But if you're in the market for a mortgage, you've got a 15-year mortgage laying out there at 4.50%. The 30-year mortgage moves up a little bit, moving up from 5.03% a month ago to 5.06 today. So that's the market report for Monday, December the 21st, 2009. Let's go into the news. Out of Copenhagen, the Nopenhagen, they got a pretty big Nopenhagen out there. Anyway, I got a copy of the draft proposal, draft decision, CP15 proposal by the president, United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Distribution is limited on this article, but it's from the Conference of the Parties, 15th session, Copenhagen, 7th through the 18th, December 2009, Agenda Item 9, High Level Segment. And this is a three-page, actually it's a five-page document, but the last two pages are just a table where each of the various signers are to sign up for how much they're going to reduce their emissions. It's not nearly as sweeping an accord as they had the possibility of, but it still is going to be committing us. Because it starts off like this, the proposal by the president, Copenhagen Accord, the heads of state, heads of government, ministers, and other heads of delegations, president of the United Nations Climate Change Conference, 2009 in Copenhagen, in pursuit of the ultimate objective of the convention as stated in Article 2, being guided by the principles and provisions of the convention, noting the results of work done by the two ad hoc working groups, endorsing decision X CP15 and on the ad hoc working group on long-term cooperative action, and decision X CMP.5 that requests the ad hoc working group on further commitments of Annex 1, parties under the Kyoto Protocol to continue its work, have agreed on this Copenhagen Accord, which is operational immediately. And then it goes on. There's several points here. It runs 12 points. Isn't that funny? Those magic numbers just keep creeping in again, 12 points. Yeah, all right. Anyway, I'm not going to read it all to you. You can go up on the United Nations website, www.un.org, and find this document for yourself. But they talk about things like, we underline that climate change is one of the greatest challenges of our time. What a bunch of crap. They started off wrong right there. We emphasize our strong political will to urgently combat climate change in accordance with the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and respective capabilities. You get the idea. It's going to be very verbiage-filled, very wordy little document here. To achieve the ultimate objective, prevent dangerous anthropogenic interference with the climate change system. Anthropogenic interference with the climate system, that's to prevent us from tampering with Mama Nature, Mother Gaia. We shall, recognizing the scientific view that the increase in global temperature should be below 2 degrees Celsius, see, they're stuck on stupid, folks, even at this high level dialogue. They're stuck on stupid, this 2 degrees below Celsius, on the basis of equity in the context of sustainable development. All right, remember the three E's of sustainable development, economy, environment, and equity. Well, they've thrown out two of them here, and of course, economy is the whole focus of this little accord, because it's going to run into the tune of billions and billions of dollars. We recognize, well, I'll just say it again, on the basis of equity and in the context of sustainable development, enhance our long-term cooperative action to combat climate change. So it's a war on climate. They never won a war yet. They're not going to win another one, but they'll throw lots of money at it, you can be sure. We recognize the critical impacts of climate change and the potential impacts of response measures on countries particularly vulnerable to its adverse effects, and stress the need to establish a comprehensive adaptation program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, including international support. Now, of course, you've heard about all this rising sea levels, you know, and these island communities are going to go underwater. Well, I guess it doesn't really trouble Dubai World. You know, they're building those palm tree-shaped islands out there right just inches above sea level. And they're throwing billions and billions of dollars at it. Certainly their engineering firms and architects would have given them the heads up if that was going to be inundated by an imminent rise in the sea level. Don't imagine that's going to happen. Don't hold your breath for that. Number two, we agree that deep cuts in global emissions are required according to science. According to whose science? And as documented by the IPCC Fourth Assessment Report. So now you see they're dragging in their NGOs. And they're using it as sacrosanct. This is experts say, with a view to reduce global emissions so as to hold the increase in global temperature below 2 degrees Celsius and take action to meet this objective consistent with science and on the basis of equity. Now, this is the second time they've used the term equity. All right. We should cooperate in achieving the peaking of global and national emissions as soon as possible, recognizing that the time frame for peaking will be longer in developing countries, and bearing in mind that social and economic, now there's the use of the word economic, we get the three E's here of sustainable development all over the place, and economic development and poverty eradication are the first and overriding priorities. Poverty eradication, they've been using that drill for the last 100 years, haven't worked yet. And the overriding priorities of developing countries is that a low-emission development strategy is indispensable to sustainable development. Oh, yes, we're running sustainable development here. That's all it is. Agenda 21, implementation strategies. Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Be back with much, much more. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
So we've returned once again, and there's just a whole lot of verbiage in this 12-point... three-page document, this accord out of Copenhagen. I've read it through a couple of times. It's going to cost us some money. There's no doubt about that. But other than that, I don't really see anything in here that would indicate that they've changed their techniques and they have created a new world order and all of that stuff that everybody was concerned about. So I like to wait until we see the black and white in our eyes. This is not something that can be rapidly understood, but it's certainly in the context of Agenda 21 and everything else. This is just a continuation of the implementation, but I don't see in this particular accord the kind of discussion that was going down the pike earlier. But let's go in and look at a little bit of this more. We'll set that aside for now. Of course, I'll read it over, highlight it, underline it, try and find out more about it and report on it as my understanding of the documenting is increased. NGOs and scientists are largely shell-shocked, yet amidst statements of general disappointment over the outcome of the United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen, some green interest groups are beginning to look ahead. This by Morten Andersen. This is put out on the 20th. Comments displaying disappointment are plentiful from the NGOs and scientists in the early aftermath of the UN conference in Copenhagen. Quote, we have after 2 years of negotiations, what we have after 2 years of negotiations is a half-baked text of unclear substance with the possible exceptions of U.S. legislation and the beginnings of financial flows. None of the political obstacles to effective climate action have been solved, close quote. Kim Carstensen, leader of global conservation organization, the World Wildlife Fund's Global Climate Initiative, states in a press release. According to the WWF's estimates, the contents of the Copenhagen Accord translates into 3 degrees of Celsius warming or more. These people really ought to get a life. Millions of lives, hundreds of billions of dollars, and a wealth of lost opportunities lie in the difference between rhetoric and reality on climate change action. Nonsense. And then they go on and they try and support all their specious science. I'll spare you the grief, but I did pull that one down. I wanted to keep that article so that we can look back on it as well. Climate change deal marks an essential beginning, Bond says. Kofi Annan, he was the former Secretary General of the United Nations, and nobody called him Kofi, you know. But anyway, they call this guy Bon all the time. I'm calling him by his first name. Well, I guess I call Barry the Usurper by his first name, so I guess what goes around comes around. December the 19th, 2009, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, I guess it's because it's difficult to say, good morning, Ki-moon. Ki-moon? Hey, Ki-moon, what it is, baby? All right, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon today welcomed the climate change deal reached by world leaders at the United Nations Summit in Copenhagen, calling it an essential beginning that contains progress on all key fronts, but adding that work must now focus on turning the deal into a legally binding treaty. So they got their deal, but they didn't get a treaty. Delegates representing 194 countries, we all know this stuff, attending the Copenhagen conference, agreed overnight to work towards implementing an accord forged by some world leaders after 2 weeks of final, 2 weeks of marathon negotiations in the Danish capital. I would imagine they were probably running around the bedsteads with the Danish girls. Finally, here's a quote, finally we sealed the deal. And it's a real deal. Bringing world leaders to the table paid off. We have the foundation for the first truly global agreement that will limit and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, support adaptation for the most vulnerable, and launch a new era of green growth. Close quote. Mr. Bond. Now it would be Mr. Will. Aren't we getting familiar with the Secretary General here, Bunky Moon? All right. Here's another quote. The Copenhagen Accord may not be everything that everyone hoped for, but this is decision of the Conference of Parties is a beginning, an essential beginning, he said. Let's see, what have we got going on here? Let's see if we can bring something up. Let's see, that might work. The deal also provides a mechanism. The Secretary General said these commitments have been backed by $30 billion of pledges for short-term adaptation and mitigation measures for poorer countries, and further commitments to raise $100 billion by 2020 to achieve these goals. The deal also provides a mechanism for drawing the many nationally announced climate goals into an international deal. Through an annex, developed countries would choose to list their greenhouse gas reduction targets and financing offers, and this is the annex that I was reading from. This draft decision proposal by the President, Copenhagen Accord, an annex to the deal. Really still need to figure out what all the deal is. Hard to find the complete text of all these various and sundry agreements. That's for sure. Continuing, he says, the deal also provides a mechanism for drawing the many nationally announced climate goals into an international deal, so on and so forth. But he cautioned that serious work lies ahead in turning Copenhagen Accord into a legally binding treaty, and said he would work closely with the world leaders to make that happen. So, the so-called Copenhagen Green Climate Fund, aimed at helping poor countries adapt to and mitigate the effects of climate change, must be launched as soon as possible so it can start providing assistance to those in need and kickstart clean energy projects. This is this Copenhagen Green Climate Fund. If you browse that up on your browser, you can find it. And yeah, it was basically set up right here. It's going to be a Green Climate Fund. Mr. Bond acknowledged that the current mitigation commitments offered by countries fail to meet the scientific bottom line. The Nobel Peace Prize winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, this is the IPCC, has found that to stave off the worst effects of global warming, industrialized countries must slash emissions by 25% to 40%. These guys ought to be rounded up and put in prison. We still face serious consequences, so while I'm satisfied we have a deal here in Copenhagen, I'm aware that it's just the beginning. It'll take much more than this to definitively tackle climate change, but it is a step in the right direction. Well, there's more to that one. I'll save that, print it off, we'll put it in the file, look at it again later. A meaningful and unprecedented breakthrough in Copenhagen. This posted by Jesse Lee on December the 18th. In a much-anticipated United Nations Climate Conference in Denmark, the president arrived after nearly 2 weeks of work with the firm intention of seizing the opportunity to get something solid done, as he explained in remarks at the end of the day, and we've got a copy of those out too. Defying many expectations, the world will not leave empty-handed. Today we've made meaningful and... Oh, I remember where this... Yeah, this came off of the website. Yeah, this is whitehouse.gov. That explains it. All right. Sorry. Should have told you that up front. Whitehouse.gov. You can go find it yourself. It's up there now. A meaningful and unprecedented breakthrough here in Copenhagen. Today, here's part of his talk. Today, we've made a meaningful and unprecedented breakthrough here in Copenhagen. So he got off to a stumbling start, just like I do. For the first time in history, all major economies have come together to accept the responsibility to take action to confront the threat of climate change. Let me recount what our approach was throughout the year and coming into this conference. To begin with, we've affirmed America's commitment to transform our energy economy at home. We've made historic investments in renewable energy that have already put people back to work. We've raised our fuel efficiency standards, and we have renewed American leadership in international climate negotiations. And like I said, if he was Pinocchio, Geppetto would have to send out the woodcutters. The man is a liar, an inveterate liar, and a pathological liar. Let's just drop Obama's statements, but you can find them all on whitehouse.gov. Be back in a couple of minutes. Pick up the rest of the broadcast and get it something pretty useful.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we've returned once again, and this little news piece comes off of the COP15, Copenhagen 15 Climate Summit website. And it's just brief, but it gives you another little bit more from this. It was probably very disappointing for these people, the greenie weenies, you know, but thankfully so. I think somebody put the bee in the bonnet. Some senators got really uptight with the usurper. maybe he saw the light a little bit, or maybe the light was shown strongly on him. In any case, I don't know whether anybody was waving an Uzi, but he backed off, and we got spared one time. This is still going to be there. There's no doubt about it, but it's been put off for almost a year, so they're going to have plenty of time to gin up another pack of lies. The world reflects on Copenhagen process. Strengths and weaknesses of the UN system for dealing with climate change were highlighted by the process leading to the Copenhagen Accord. Accord. Now, that's the key phrase. This is the Copenhagen Accord. So someday in the future, you know, the textbooks and encyclopedias will include the Copenhagen Accord. Here's an article, Morten Andersen again writing, when leaders from the USA, China, Brazil, India, and South Africa, Sudafrica, sat down together Friday night to draft the Copenhagen Accord, which on Saturday became the outcome of the UN Conference on Climate Change, it marked a process that was quite different from the normal procedures of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, the UNFCCC, and this has led some speculators to call for a change. Quote, we need to start investigating other options, or at a minimum start using some alternative forums, close quote, Andrew Light, coordinator of international climate policy at the Center for American Progress, told Reuters, suggesting the Group of 20 and the Major Economies Forum. Jennifer Morgan, director of World Resource Institute's Climate and Energy Program, says, quote, I don't think it's the end of the UN's climate role, but it's a new model inside of it. Heads of state came in and crafted a deal a bit independently of the UN process. There'll still be many roles for the UNFCCC to fulfill. You get the idea here, the drift? They are not happy. There was an end run done on the Copen deal. It became a Nopenhagen. Again, China, Brazil, India, South Africa. Where was Russia? Where's this BRIC countries? And the USA sat down and knocked out a quick deal. And it's this little three-page draft, 12 points. Got up, shook hands, and left. And as it was published on the website when I brought it down, snagged it, there's none of the goals were listed in it. All of the emissions, target goals, all that stuff, none of that was filled out, completely empty. Continuing, it says, even though Brazil was part of the somewhat alternative process at Copenhagen Summit, its climate change ambassador strongly advocates for the UNFCCC to remain the center of future negotiations. Quote, you won't get an agreement involving only a limited number of countries. Perhaps on some occasions they can be a driving force to mobilize the others, but they will never close a deal by themselves because this deal will lack legitimacy. So the UN will certainly remain at the heart of it, Sergio Serra tells Reuters, while Decima Williams, head of the AOSIS, that's so close to OASIS, all you got to do is invert the A and the O and you'd have it, the Alliance of Small Island States, those would be like those little palm tree islands maybe being created off the shores of Dubai. Here's another quote, the comment. The UN process is secure. I think there may have been confidence jolted, but the process is not going to be derailed. What is necessary now is some fence mending and, yes, some confidence building around the outcome of the conference. Well, they're in trouble. They're treading water as the water rises. U.S.-backed climate deal to give Obama sway in the Senate. This off of Bloomberg, Jim Kim Chapman, we can pronounce his name or her name, Kim. I'm telling you, it's a tough life here, Radio Talk host, trying to read all these names in this new America. December the 21st, the first offer by China and India to limit greenhouse gases in a global agreement may help U.S., well, we don't call him that here, may help bury the usurper, win over members of the Senate who don't want to impose similar restrictions on American companies. The accord brokered by the three countries last week at the United Nations talks in Copenhagen, while not legally binding, also calls for international verification. See, that's the part that's really sticking everybody in the craw. How do you verify something as specious as carbon dioxide emissions? You can pretend to pipe it in the ground, but again, it's just the king's clothing, right? Here's it goes further. The agreement helps us politically. This is a quote. The agreement helps us politically deal with the concerns that we would be putting American manufacturers at a disadvantage, close quote, Senator Benjamin Cardin, a Maryland Democrat, said in an interview on December the 19th, the day most of the world's nations endorsed a framework termed the Copenhagen Accord. The plan calls for another year of talks for a treaty to tackle global warming by capping emissions and expanding the $120 billion carbon market. Now, every morning, you know, when we read the market reports, we give you the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, and one of these days, we're going to be giving you the carbon market report. Oh, yeah. I'll give you a little bit more of that in a moment. It's coming. If they don't stop this nonsense, a U.S. law allowing carbon trading would move the market's center of gravity from London to New York and Chicago. Chicago, New York and Chicago. Get your violin cases out, boys. Barry the Usurper, community organizer, he's going to like that. Some senators may never support U.S. climate protection legislation because China won't follow through on its promises, Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma said last week. China and India are the largest and fourth largest producers of gas from burning fossil fuels. Inhofe, a Republican, has called the idea of man-made global warming a quote-unquote hoax. Boy, does he deserve a Christmas gift. He spent a few hours in Copenhagen to ensure the nations wouldn't be deceived. Here's the quote, wouldn't be deceived into thinking the U.S. would pass cap-and-trade legislation, close quote. The incentive system that requires emissions permits and lets companies trade them. First step, the Copenhagen Accord, also called a first step by the usurper, may sway a few legislators to his side because it doesn't legally bind the U.S. to limits imposed by other countries. Here's a quote, the agreement probably isn't sufficient to win over conservative Republican votes, but may be sufficient to provide political cover for moderate Democratic votes from the coal and rural states, said Robert Stavins, director of the Harvard Environmental Economics Program in Cambridge. And there's much more to that. You can find the whole article up on Bloomberg this morning. Stocks rise, bonds drop on economic recovery, and carbon declines. A headline, carbon declines. So here's this idea of a new stock exchange, the carbon stock exchange. Stocks rise, bonds drop on economic recovery, carbon declines. Headline news, December 21st, Bloomberg. Stocks rose and bonds dropped around the world on evidence that the economic recovery is gathering momentum. Carbon permit prices dropped after world leaders failed to set binding emission targets at Copenhagen Climate Summit. Drop down in the article a little bit here. European carbon dioxide allowances for delivery in December of 2010, this is a futures contract, obviously, fell as much as 8.7% to 12.4 euros a metric ton. Drop down a little bit more. The market has already bought the recovery, said William D. Vilgilder, chief investment officer at Fortis Investment Management in Brussels, which manages about $246 billion. We need to see confirmation that these expectations have proved to be justified. But once again, just notice the terminology. This is in a quote, the market has already bought the recovery. That's like buying in, obtaining public buy-in. That there's a recovery. Dropping down further in this particular article, again, right off of Bloomberg, voluntary reductions. European carbon permits fell the most since February on the European Climate Exchange. It won't be long. We'll be reporting the climate exchange rates, just like we call out the foreign exchange rates every morning. The European carbon permits fell the most since February on the European Climate Exchange. The U.S., China, and India and other nations attending the two-week Copenhagen summit that ended at the weekend agreed to voluntary rather than binding targets to reduce emissions. The accord isn't enough to boost demand for permits. Very important, said Trevor Sikorsky, an emissions analyst at Barclays Capital in London. And then it goes on and it talks about the strengthening of the U.S. dollar and all kinds of other falderup. But that gives you an idea that this is a money. It's all being driven by money, folks. Money. Money, 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 money. Follow the money. Well, that's the news. On the other side, we're going to go into a little bit more of Zionism, the mandates, Agenda 21, forced labor, and...
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And follow this long and wind up that we know as Zionism, this socialist tactic that was deployed in the Near East. We find that the terminology for the mandates come up frequently, so I thought we'd just go into the mandates a little bit, largely as a setup for another section in the Spirit of World Politics, one that I find very revealing, all about forced labor and things like that. You know, we talk about concentration camp America. Well, we're going to cover some of that today in the last hour. But let's go into it briefly. Out of the Encyclopedia of Americana, mandate in law is a term derived from the Roman civil law, jus civilis, in it may be defined as a bailment or delivery of a chattel or chattels to a person who is to do something with or about the things bailed, entirely without compensation. So we have to understand at first what is a chattel. Of course, when you buy an apartment house, and in all of the various apartments, there are beds and tables and chairs and things like that. you can take out a mortgage on the real property, which is all of the grounds and the bricks and the mortar and all of that. And then you can take out a chattel mortgage on all of the chattels, all of these chairs and furniture, all the furniture. And so here in America, we, the people, are the chattel, we're the furniture. And then everything else which has been pledged to the Chinese is, of course, our land and all of our buildings. So a mandate right off the bat, again, is this idea out of early Roman civil law defined as a bailment of a chattel or chattels to a person who is to do something with or about the things bailed, entirely without compensation. So these various mandates in Syria and other places, we're going to talk about them all here in a moment, these are the mandates. And then apparently, and ostensibly, the country that was taking on that mandatory ostensibly was to have some concern for the chattels, and they were going to do something with or about the things that were bailed, but ostensibly without compensation. Well, you know that nothing for nothing equals nothing. There's always some money in the background, but we'll see how this system is unwound when we study what is the mandates system. Again, right out of the encyclopedia here, back in 1951, this form of government for dependent territories, now these are dependencies or also known as mandates, taken from Turkey and Germany, in World War I, vested sovereignty in the League of Nations, which entrusted one or other of the Allied powers with their administration. So properties, territories taken from Germany and Turkey were vested, that sovereignty was vested in the League of Nations, which entrusted then one or other of the Allied powers with the administration of these territories, this ground, these people. The principles of the system were laid down in Article 22 of the Covenant of the League. So if you go up and look up for the Covenant of the League and browse that up, you can drop down through that until you get to Article 22, where you'll find these words. The first is that to the territories concerned, quote, which are inhabited by peoples not yet able to stand by themselves in the strenuous conditions of the modern world, there should be applied the principle that the well-being and development of such peoples form a sacred trust of civilization, close quote. The next is that the tutelage of such people should be entrusted to the advanced nations, and that this tutelage should be exercised by them as mandates on behalf of the League, on behalf of the League of Nations. And so we're going to go into a process which we can understand right out of Agenda 21 that is considered or known as capacity building. And I'm going to give you some information from Agenda 21, and then we're going to go into law a little bit, and we'll talk about the capacity of parties, and then we'll come back to this article for a bit more. But here in Agenda 21 in Chapter 7, and this is the chapter promoting sustainable human settlement development, we find under subhead B, human resource development and capacity building. Very important, because every chapter of this 40-chapter behemoth, this operating manual for the spaceship Earth in the 21st century, each of these chapters have subheads under capacity building. Here's how 7.23 reads, 7.23, Agenda 21. Developing countries should, with appropriate international assistance, consider focusing on training and developing a cadre of urban managers, technicians, administrators, and other relevant stakeholders who can successfully manage environmentally sound, and whenever you see that environmentally sound in Agenda 21, even at the very beginning, they have a note that you're supposed to say environmentally safe and sound. Safety. This is the promotion of the safety cult again. But environmentally sound urban development and growth. and are equipped with the skills necessary to analyze and adapt the innovative experiences of other cities. For this purpose, the full range of training methods, from formal education to the use of mass media, should be utilized, as well as the learning by doing option. And when we get down to the forced labor camps, concentration camp America, concentration camps and these mandates, you're going to find out a little bit about the learning by doing option, mass media, formal education, and training, like training a dog, training methods. Well, that's a little bit on capacity building, and I'll just give you the next section, 7.24. Developing countries should also encourage technological training and research through joint effort by donors, non-governmental organizations or NGOs, and private business in such areas as the reduction of waste, water quality, saving of energy, safe production of chemicals, and less polluting transportation. Capacity building activities carried out by all countries, this is 7.25, assisted as suggested above, should go beyond the training of individuals and functional groups to include institutional arrangements, administrative routines, like circus ponies, you know, routines, interagency linkages, information flows, and consultative processes. The consultancies, you know, like Brookings Institute, the Tavistock, Stonebridge, and others. In addition, and finally, 7.26, under capacity building, in addition, international efforts such as the Urban Management Program, PROGRAMME, in cooperation with multilateral and bilateral agencies, should continue to assist the developing countries in their efforts to develop a participatory structure by mobilizing the human resources of the private sector, non-governmental organizations, and the poor, particularly women and the disadvantaged. It's always women, children, and indigenous people. Well, what's this about capacity? Capacity is something we can learn a little bit about law, from law. I've recently begun studying principles of business law. This is the laws of commerce, really. Robert N. Corley and William J. Robert. This is a textbook, a law school textbook, published back in, originally published in 1940, contemporary with this writings. But the last one in the edition that I have in front of me open on the table here is copyrighted 1971. This is from Chapter 10, Capacity of Parties. Listen carefully. Rather interesting. Section 2.39, in general, many legal problems and social problems related thereto arise from the legal disability to contract of such parties as minors and insane persons. A person so intoxicated as to lack understanding that he is entering into a contract is said to lack the legal capacity to contract. Capacity building, human resource development, Agenda 21. A person so intoxicated as to lack understanding that he is entering into a contract is said to lack the legal capacity to contract. Rules for lack of capacity to contract arose early in law, and originally, in addition to those parties previously noted, affected married women, too. Oh, now we have the women and children and indigenous people. Well, we'll come back and discuss capacity building on the other side. Stay with us for hour number two.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, December the 21st, 2009, live two-hour broadcast. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Going into the mandate system a little bit, talking about capacity building out of Agenda 21, looking at this idea of the developed countries of the world financing, funding the climate change repair systems in all of these various and sundry countries, dependencies, mandates, all this stuff, finding it right in law too. So we go back into this again. Rules for the lack of capacity to contract arose early in the law and originally, in addition to those parties previously noted, affected married women too. Married women were only relieved of their burden of contractual incapacity by statute during the present century, and that would be the 20th century. At present, the law still reflects attitudes of the past with regard to the treatment of contractual obligations and rights of infants, although there is some evidence of recognition of a need for a change here also. Key word, infants. Infants. Most of this chapter deals with minors. Again, I'm referring to business law, Principles of Business Law, the 9th edition. This by Robert N. Corley and William J. Robert, the Dillavue and Howard's Principles of Law, 9th edition. This published in 1970. A book of about 1,500 pages, by the way. No, it's 1,138 pages. Huge tome. I'm studying law now. Real law, I guess. I've been studying the history of law for years, but now we're studying law as if there wasn't any law in Blackstone's commentaries or Koch's work on etc. Excuse me. But once again, most of this chapter, again, capacity of parties, most of this chapter deals with minors, whom the law frequently refers to as infants. Minors, as infants. Maybe some of our listeners out there this morning are still swaddling clothes, infants. Torts as well as contractual issues will be discussed. In most states, an infant or minor reaches majority, not to be confused with maturity, at the age of 21. You see, 19 and 20 year old, you're still an infant in the eyes of the Lord, you know, the law that is. Those lords in the black robes, they look at you as an infant. But a great variety of statutory provisions exist among the states. Therefore, the statutes and cases of each state must be examined to determine the status of a minor in any given jurisdiction. In some states, for example, a female person attains her majority at the age of 18. Again, look at what we're trying to deal with here. Back to Article 22 of the Covenant of the League. The first is that to the territories concerned, quote, which are inhabited by peoples not yet able to stand by themselves in the strenuous conditions of the modern world, there should be applied the principle that the well-being and development of such peoples form a sacred trust of civilization. Doing it all for the children, you know, the infants, globally. Continuing again. There are numerous statutes prescribing a minimum age for various purposes. And then it goes on. The minimum age for contracting may be substantially different than the minimum age for 1, holding public office, 2, voting, 3, purchasing alcoholic beverages, 4, making a will, 5, imposing tort liability, 6, imposing criminal liability, and 7, serving in the armed forces. Well, there's a lot more to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return on our Monday, December the 21st, 2009, live to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're now into our second hour. walking along here. Let's take a sidebar away from our study of business law briefly and go into a social political science textbook, The Politics of American Democracy. Referred to this one in the past. This written by Marion D. Irish and James W. Prothrow. A contemporary with this law textbook. This textbook is published in 1971, originally published in 1959, so it's almost contemporary with our encyclopedia study as well. But here, in a chapter of the context of American politics, in the first chapter, we find these words written rather illuminating and relevant to our topic. Political socialization is the, quote, process of induction into the political culture, close quote. This definition should not be taken to imply that the individual is who is quote-unquote socialized politically already exists as a social creature, and that he is brought into the political system by the addition of appropriate political attitudes to those he already has. The appropriate attitudes and behavior patterns make, italicize, a human being. Children, again, these are our infants, children who have existed in a condition of extreme isolation may be Homo sapiens in a physical sense, but they are not human beings. In a social sense, that is, their only resemblance to human beings is physical. How condescendingly worded. Such an isolated individual can be socialized through careful and expert guidance. Isn't that what we found over here about capacity building out of the United Nations? The process of socialization, such an isolated individual can be socialized through careful and expert guidance, but only if his isolation is ended at a fairly early age. Let's make a mandate out of these people. A dependency, you see, dependencies and mandates, children, stupid, dumb animals, see. Again, the process of socialization thus creates human beings. Why call yourself a human being? Are you a man or a woman? An infant, perhaps? Are you a human being just because you've been socially, you know, politically socialized? Political socialization as a part of this general process creates citizens or subjects. Until you've been created into a citizen or a subject, you're still just another stupid, dumb animal, right? Human beings who share in some degree the political community's way of acting and thinking about politics. From this point of view, political socialization is an output function of the political system. Well, it goes on from there. In all political systems, children are somehow indoctrinated in the political processes and beliefs of their society. Fascinating stuff. Political science. Let's go back into business law. Talk about, once again, the minimum age for contracting may be substantially different than the minimum age for holding public office, voting, purchasing alcoholic beverages, making a will, imposing tort liability, imposing criminal liability, and serving in the armed forces. So when I left home about 16 years old, I was still an infant in the eyes of the law. And there's a lot to that. So when I traveled away from home and took an apartment and got a full-time job and finished high school, I was acting as an infant involved in this world. It was many years for me at that time, 5 years distant before I'd be able to vote, but just 2 years away from the draft. Minors' contracts, general principles. Contracts of minors fall within the classification of voidable contracts. The general topic of avoidable contract is the subject of the next chapter. Avoidable contract is one that may be disaffirmed or avoided by the use of equitable remedy of rescission, which is designed to restore the parties to their original position. Now we find the word equitable and an equitable remedy. We talk about the courts of chancery as well in all of this. But it's a voidable contract, which is one of the reasons why, most likely, that these developing countries get to exercise the voidable contract rule, the idea of rescission, if they're entered into any contracts to pay for climate change development and other things. What's good for the goose is not good for the gander here in this case. What's good for the developed countries, it gets an equitable pass in the developing countries, if my understanding of that is correct. In the right of minors, well, let's go on. As a matter of public policy, for the protection of those who lack capacity to contract, these developing countries lack the capacity to contract, such persons are allowed to avoid their contractual obligations. You see, China doesn't have to show or verify that they're actually sequestering carbon to receive benefits for the construction of new works. They're just a child. They're an infant. They don't possess the mental capacity of an adult. They haven't become politically socialized human beings. Again, as a matter of public policy for the protection of those who lack capacity to contract, such persons are allowed to avoid their contractual obligation. But this power to disaffirm a contract is a mixed blessing. It is offset by the fact that adults often refuse to sell goods to minors or otherwise deal with them. Until we have some verification, some validation that China and India and Brazil and Russia are actually fulfilling their part of the contract, the developed countries are reluctant to send them billions and billions and billions into their economies. A partial answer to these questions may be found in the growing popularity of young adult charge accounts, and it continues. Any adult deals with a minor at his own peril, because although there are few statutory exceptions, the right of a minor to disaffirm a contract is practically absolute. An important point should be recognized at the outset. A contract between an infant and an adult is voidable only by the infant. The adult finds his obligations enforceable unless the infant desires to disaffirm. You can see the bombshell, legal bombshell, that we face in this climate change deal. Let's go into the mandates a little bit further again. The tutelage of such peoples, this again, out of Article 22 of the Covenant of the League of Nations, the tutelage of such peoples should be entrusted to advanced nations. Yeah. Through the numbers.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. So this mandatory then, the mandatory was required to render an annual report to the League on the territories committed to its charge. Right, so we have a guardianship developing here, considering the territories committed to its charge as the dependent, the infant. The League defined the degree of control to be exercised, and a permanent mandates commission was created to advise the Council of the League on all matters relating to the observance of mandates. The mandates were divided into three groups, A, B, and C, appropriate to the stage of development of the people and the geographical and economic circumstances of each of the territories. Now notice the shift in language. A mandates were applied to certain communities, not territories now, not sovereign nations, territories converted to communities formerly belonging to the Turkish Empire. All right, A mandates, formerly belonging to the Turkish Empire. Remember, these have been recovered, taken from Turkey and Germany in World War I. These are the ones that were held by Turkey. A mandates, applied to certain communities formerly belonging to the Turkish Empire, namely Palestine, Transjordan, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. The first three, I'll give them to you again, Palestine, Transjordan, and Iraq, were entrusted to Great Britain, and the remaining two to France. These communities were considered to have reached a stage of development where their independence could be provisionally recognized, subject to administrative advice and assistance from the mandatory, until they were able to stand alone. In other words, they were still considered as infants, but they were nearing their majority. Not necessarily their maturity, but nearing their majority in the eyes of law. The law, business law, commerce. Dropping down just a little bit here. B mandates were applied to ex-German colonies in Central Africa not ready for independence, namely the Cameroons, divided into British and French spheres, Togoland, likewise partitioned, did a little bit of partitioning in Germany too, didn't they? Tanganyika, a British mandate, and Rwanda-Urundi, a Belgian mandate. Now, the spelling of all of these is the pre-redeployment of the maps that came later, but Rwanda is not spelled Rwanda, R-W, it's Rwanda-Urundi, a Belgian mandate. In the B mandates, the mandatory capital P power was responsible for the administration under certain specified conditions designed to prevent abuses and to ensure that the welfare of the inhabitants should be the first consideration. The mandatory was obliged to secure equal opportunities for the trade and commerce of all members of the League of Nations. The mandatory was obliged to secure equal opportunities for the trade and commerce of all members of the League of Nations. Not for the mandatories, but for the League. C mandates were applied to territories which, owing to their particular circumstances, could be best administered as integral portions of the mandatory's territory. The laws of mandatory capital P power might be applied to them with such local modifications as circumstances might require, and subject to safeguards in the interest of the natives. Now we've taken a switch here. Now we're talking about, you know, those two-fifths or three-fifths man Negro and the Indians, not man at all, the natives. Lovely. Lovely discussion here. The C mandates comprised Southwest Africa, assigned to the Union of South Africa, New Guinea to Australia, Western Samoa to New Zealand, Nauru went to the British Empire, administered by Australia, and the Caroline, Marianas, and Marshall Islands, which were assigned to Japan. Of course, we nailed them and took them back in World War II. The mandatories were forbidden to establish defense bases in the mandates and to organize native military forces for use outside their own territories, so conscription and things like that and setting up forward bases and aircraft bases, that was all unallowable. Right. Anyway, latter proviso, although the latter proviso was waived in respect of the French spheres of the Cameroons and Togoland, now just known as Togo and Lesotho, Africa, by treaties concluded with the mandatory capital P powers, the United States secured the same rights as League members. Remember, the United States is not in formally the League of Nations. In respect of all mandates except New Guinea, Western Samoa, Nauru, Southwest Africa. During 1920 to 1922, the terms of the mandates were approved by the League of Nations with respect to all territories, with the exception of Iraq. The treaty regulating relations between Iraq and Great Britain was approved in 1924. All A mandates, which of course includes Palestine, had terminated by the end of 1948. Of course, then we have the United Nations and the creation of that little illegitimate box of rocks known as Israel. Again, all A mandates had terminated by the end of 1948, the countries having obtained their independence, which had been envisioned. In other words, they came into their majority. They were no longer considered as infants. After World War II, the mandate system had automatically suffered the same fate as the League of Nations. Just a bit more here. And the United States, the successor international organization, assumed responsibility for all B and C mandates. How charitable. Under the trusteeship system. And then there's more that you can consult and all of that. The latest article for consultation is the League of Nations, the Mandate System, out of Geneva, published in 1945. You might want to type that one into your browser and see how it fits you. League of Nations, comma, the Mandate System, Geneva, 1945. Well, let's find out a little bit more about these mandates. This, going back again to The Spirit of World Politics, written by William Ernest Hocking, as a result of his trip to Palestine and the region in 1928. And here in Appendix 3, a very unusual and valuable document has been preserved. This is from the International Labor Conference, the ILC. Really, the ILO is so important. Understand that, and they're here. The International Labor Conference draft conventions and recommendations adopted by the conference at its 14th session, the 10th of June through the 28th of June of 1930. Draft convention concerning forced or compulsory labor. Do I have your attention? The General Conference of the International Labor Organization of the League of Nations, that's the ILO. The ILO continues and is now part of the United Nations, the Workers of the World Unite. The Communist World Labor Program, Zionism, and the Labor Party. Much more to that on the other side. Stay with us.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return, so let us keep in mind that these mandates were basically properties, holdings, if you will, taken away from Turkey and Germany and given to Great Britain and France and the United States. Of course, Australia comes into play there. Belgium was up to their eyeballs in this process as well. But the return again to this draft convention concerning forced or compulsory labor, keep in mind the Holocaust industry as we go through this, concentration camps, nothing really new about all of this. As I said on a previous broadcast during the Zionism series, Adolf Hitler and his Reich, I believe were just simply looking at what the United States and Great Britain and France were up to and said, all right, that's their game. We can play it too. And they did. The General Conference of the International Labor Organization of the League of Nations, having been convened at Geneva by the governing body of the International Labor Office, the ILO, and having met in its 14th session on the 10th of June 1930, and having decided upon the adoption of certain proposals with regard to forced or compulsory labor, which is included in the first item of the agenda of the session, and having determined that these proposals shall take the form of a draft international convention, much as we saw coming out of Copenhagen, adopts this 28th day of June, the year of 1930, the following draft convention for ratification by the members of the International Labor Organization in accordance with the provisions of Part 13 of the Treaty of Versailles and of the corresponding parts of the other treaties of peace. And you need to study treaties of peace. Suing for peace, peace treaties, makes a worthy study. Article 1. Each member of the International Labor Organization, which ratifies this convention, undertakes to suppress the use of forced or compulsory labor in all its forms within the shortest possible period. Watch how quickly they change their tune. With a view to this complete suppression, recourse to forced or compulsory labor may be had during the transitional period, for public purposes only, government purposes only, and as an exceptional measure, subject to the conditions and guarantees hereinafter provided. Jump over to the 10 Truths of Tyranny real quickly. This given to me at our 7th District Grassroots Precinct Leadership Seminar this weekend. This by a Matt Guire. Back in 1994, reprinted with his express permission. Any law the electorate sees as being open to the being perverted from its original intent will be perverted in a manner that is worse than the manner of perversion seen at the time. Here's the second truth. Any law that is so difficult to pass it requires the citizens to be assured that it will not be a stepping stone to worse laws will in fact be a stepping stone to worse laws. Here's the third truth of tyranny. Any law that requires the citizens to be assured that the law does not mean what the citizens fear means exactly what the citizens fear. Here's number four. Any law passed in a good cause will be interpreted to apply to causes against the wishes of the people. Five. Any law enacted to help any one group will be applied to harm people not in that group. Six. Everything the government says will never happen will happen. Number seven, what the government says it could not foresee, the government has planned for. Number eight, when there is a budget shortfall to cover non-essential government services, the citizens will be given the choice between higher taxes or the loss of essential government services. Number nine, should the citizens mount a successful effort to stop a piece of legislation, that same legislation will be passed under a different name. And number 10, all deprivations of freedom and choice will be increased rather than reversed. Let's go back to our draft convention concerning forced or compulsory labor. Again, with a view to this complete suppression, recourse to forced or compulsory labor may be had during the transitional period, for public purposes and only as an exceptional measure, subject to the conditions and guarantees hereinafter provided. At the expiration of a period of 5 years after the coming into force of this convention, and when the governing body of the International Labor Office prepares the report provided for in Article 31 below, the said governing body shall consider the possibility of the suppression of forced or compulsory labor in all its forms without a further transitional period, and the desirability of placing this question on the agenda of the conference. In other words, forced and compulsory labor will continue not less than 5 years from the date of this convention. Article 2. For the purposes of this convention, the term forced or compulsory labor shall mean all work or service which is exacted, key phrase, exacted, there's your civil rights for you, exacted from any person under the menace of any penalty, and for which the said person has not offered himself voluntarily, as your communitarian law. Nevertheless, for the purposes of this convention, the term forced or compulsory labor shall not include, and then it goes on and it lists the things that they don't include in a consideration of what is forced or compulsory labor. And these are they. Any work or service exacted in virtue of compulsory military service laws for work of a purely military character. That's not considered forced or compulsory labor. So it means that you can do that then. Work and service exacted in virtue of a compulsory military service. Here's B. Any work or service which forms part of the normal civic obligations of the citizens of a fully self-governing country. Have you heard about these volunteer corps? Tree planting and all of that stuff? Any work or service which forms part of the normal civic obligations? I said in our country, involuntary servitude was prohibited. Here's C. Any work or service exacted from any person as a consequence of a conviction in a court of law, provided that the said work or service is carried out under the supervision and control of a public authority, and that the said person is not hired to or replaced at the disposal of private individuals, companies, or associations. How many of our prisons today are run by private firms? One of these days I'm going to go into the penal code and how you run prisons. I've got a really dandy little contemporary book. Contemporary, it lives with these writings that tells you all about the prison system, the federal prison system. But again, these are exempted from this forced or compulsory labor deal. D, any work or service exacted in cases of emergency. Has there been a time in your life or mine that the United States and ostensibly the world have not been in a state of emergency? That is to say, in the event of a, listen carefully now, we're right into FEMA's all-hazard mitigation program. We're right into Agenda 21. Listen to this list. Any work or service exacted in cases of emergency, that is to say, in the event of a war, that's a man-made hazard, by the way, or of a calamity or threatened calamity such as fire, flood, famine, earthquake, violent epidemic, epizootic diseases, invasions by animal, insect, or vegetable pests, and in general, any circumstance that would endanger the existence or the well-being of the whole or the part of the population. Now, I can read you almost a verbatim list right out of FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation program, a list almost precisely the same, and we can find that same list in the United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. But these, any work or service exacted in cases of emergency, in any of those instances, they're not considered forced or compulsory labor. And E, minor communal services of a kind which being performed by the members of the community in the direct interest of the said community can therefore be considered as normal civic obligations incumbent upon the members of the community, provided that the members of the community or their direct representatives shall have the right to be consulted in regard to the need for such services. If that ain't potent, what is? It's like 100 proof. A little bit of communitarianism right there. For the greater good of the greater number, as they say, Article 3. For the purposes of this convention, well, we'll have to get Article 3 on the other side of this break. It's coming right up, folks. The phone call in the number is not working, so I apologize for that. Just stick with us. We'll have the best we can do.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're gliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, continuing from these various and sundry points out of this convention, United Nations convention as it is, on forced and compulsory labor. I saw over the weekend, rather interesting, that early last week, that the iron sign that everyone's seen over the entrance to Auschwitz had been stolen. That's been in many photographs published by all of the different and sundry propagandists, but I guess over the weekend they were able to recover that sign. They hadn't cut it up into scrap yet and sold it for poundage or sent it off to a collector someplace in Napier, Ishmael. But anyway, that sign has been restored, so we'll be able to see that in more pictures in the future. And when you visit Auschwitz for your concentration camp experience, you'll be able to walk under that iron sign. But right back into this. This is the real deal here, folks. This is the full meal deal, Article 4. All right, so let's give you Article 3. For the purposes of this convention, the term, quote-unquote, competent authority shall mean either an authority of the metropolitan country. Now we've got the Jesuits drug back in here again. Now we're off to Chicago, Metro 1313. We're into the metropolitan statistical areas all over the United States. Competent authority. The term competent authority shall mean either an authority of the metropolitan country or the highest central authority in the territory concerned. The central authority. The Politburo. Sie Knesset. Article 4, the competent authority shall not impose or permit the imposition of forced or compulsory labor for the benefit of private individuals, companies, or associations. Not going to do that. I can't have it. Where such forced or compulsory labor for the benefit of private individuals, companies, or associations exists at the date on which a member's ratification of this convention is registered by the Secretary General of the League of Nations, the member shall completely suppress such forced or compulsory labor from the date on which this convention comes into force for that member, in case you were concerned. Article 5. No concession granted to private individuals, companies, or associations shall involve any form of forced or compulsory labor for the production or the collection of products which such private individuals, companies, or associations utilize or in which they trade. Where concessions exist containing provisions involving such forced or compulsory labor, such provisions shall be rescinded as soon as possible in order to comply with Article 1 of this convention. But, of course, there's no mention here that these forced or compulsory labor for the benefit of private companies making things shouldn't accrue to the states or the metropolitan region or to the mandatories. Article 6, officials of the administration, even when they have the duty of encouraging the population under their charge to engage in some form of labor. Officials of the administration, even when they have the duty of encouraging the populations under their charge to engage in some form of labor, like Stalin's canal digging projects, etc., shall not put constraint upon the said populations or upon any individual members thereof to work for private individuals, companies, or associations. No, no. The company store will be for those metropolitans, those competent authorities, and none other. Article 7. Chiefs who do not exercise administrative functions shall not have recourse to forced or compulsory labor. Chiefs who exercise administrative functions may, with the express permission of the competent authority, have recourse to forced or compulsory labor subject to the provisions of Article 10 of this convention. Chiefs, these must be Indian chiefs or something, native chiefs, the guy that wears the headdress. Article 8. The responsibility for every decision to have recourse to forced or compulsory labor shall rest with the highest civil authority in the territory concerned. It's kind of repetitive of Article 3. Nevertheless, that authority may delegate power to the highest local authorities to exact forced or compulsory labor, which does not involve the removal of the workers from their place of habitual residence. But we're going to find out that what they give with one hand, they take back in another article. That authority may also delegate for such periods and subject to such conditions as may be laid down in the regulations provided for in Article 23 of this convention, powers to the highest local authorities to exact forced or compulsory labor which involves the removal of the workers from their place of habitual residence for the purpose of facilitating the movement of officials of the administration when on duty and for the transport of government stores. So you can be removed from your place of habitual administration, but only in support of government work. Work for the Reich, if you know what I mean. Get on that bus, get on that train. Article 9, except as otherwise provided for in Article 10 of this convention, any authority. Okay, let's see. There we are, back on air. Let's see, we had a temporary secession in the process. So I'll pick up that last one again. Point B, that the work or the services of present or imminent necessity. C, that it has been impossible to obtain voluntary labor for carrying out the work or rendering the service by the offer of rates and wages and conditions of labor not less favorable than those prevailing in the area concerned for similar work or service. That's lots of words, but it's just prevailing wages have to be paid. And D, that the work or the service will not lay too heavy a burden upon the present population, having regard to the labor available and its capacity to undertake the work. It's kind of like building pyramids, pyramid building. Article 10. Again, we're looking at this very interesting series. We're running out of time on today's broadcast. Let me jump over here and see how much we've got left. Well, we only have a minute. Well, I'll hold it right there. We'll pick up Article 10, perhaps, tomorrow morning. Well, I've had an opportunity to have Vicki Davis on with us for quite some time, and we've certainly enjoyed that over the weekend. Pretty well decided that she was just going to go back to her studies and blogging and putting things on the Internet. And we'll miss her here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'm sure we can carry on. So for those of you that are interested in following her work, I give you the website again. It's www.channelingreality.com. And Vicki's work is up there all the time. She'll no longer be posting and coming on a regular basis. But we sure had a good run for something that was started out as totally impromptu. And I enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. But all of this stuff, you know, we just have, if we don't understand our history, then we don't realize when we're being asked to repeat history over and over and over again. So much of what has happened and transpired in the development of these, what were then mandates, and now have become little nation states in the greater community of the United Nations. So much that has come into all of this goes back to this idea of the capacity building. Always the three E's in sustainable development. Always equity. It's kind of the ignorance and the arrogance of Western man, isn't it? Well, we'll pick it up again there tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Sorry about not being able to call in today, folks, but there's nothing I could do about that. We were lucky to stay on the air. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.